this morning.
Do you ever just want to be alone? I mean, when it gets to be too much and it's one of those days where nothing seems to go right and all you can do is think about the past or dream about the future and you know you tried your best and all you want to do has been done, but you're tired out and stressed out. At those moments, people seem to bother you, right? I mean, the phone rings again and another ceiling of a deal comes along where you have to be somewhere or someplace and another child in the family needs something from you. And I want you to go in that place in your mind and think that that might be where Jesus is in a portion of the story. For Jesus spent a lot of time in Scripture, it says, alone with God. And here he is trying to get some time alone with God and encouraging the disciples to do the same after they had worked and labored very hard in the name of the Lord. And did you hear the story? They were going along, right, in the lake, heading over to the shore, and the crowds knew that they were doing that, right? And what does it say? They ran around the land so that they beat them to shore. And so, you know, Jesus pulls up on the boat and he gets out and there are these people wanting something more from him. And the beauty of this passage is that the disciples try to persuade him. Actually, there's another telling of it in a different gospel. And they try to persuade him and say to him, Jesus, just go rest. Apparently that's what you need and don't worry about these people. And Jesus says, no. These people are hurting and they're in need of a shepherd. This passage is very important because it reminds us that Jesus was human. And if you know your theology, you know that Jesus was both fully human and fully of God. And that's the beauty of the theology of incarnation, which means at Christmas time, what we celebrate is that God chose to come into the world. And in this story, it tells us that Jesus got tired and that he cried when he realized disappointment in other passages. And it makes us notice that Jesus indeed was human. I ask us to think about how much time do we make in our lives for God. We need every once in a while to assess the way we are living and to ask where we are going and to notice what we might have done wrong and to consider how we might do things differently. And some of you might be struggling with the concept, maybe even saying that you don't even have enough time to get everything done that you need to get done. And maybe you might even feel guilty if you took time off to be with God or to be by yourself. But let's think about the story from today. Jesus did not feel guilty in any passage when he took time for God and for himself. And Jesus, even though he might have, did not choose to make the disciples feel guilty either. For he knew that people that are doing God's work live a hectic life, and that there's a sense of urgency to get as much done as possible in the shortest amount of time, because Jesus knew he was only in this world for a short period of time. Let's get away for a while to a quiet spot and rest, Jesus says. And I encourage you to hear that same invitation in the midst of the busyness of your life. Especially as we prepare for the fall season, we need to notice that God encourages us to take time away. In Mark's gospel, we are told, very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house, and he went out of town to a lonely place where he prayed. And the disciples came up to him and said, "Hey, Jesus, what are you doing here? Everyone is looking for you." And Jesus was about to be arrested, and he knew what was coming up in the story of his life. And he wanted to be alone with God, and he wanted to pray for strength. We too can learn from Jesus that how we prepare for the difficult struggles that come into our lives is to take regular time to talk with God before things get tough. Talk to him in every way possible. And I encourage you that you can pray anywhere, even the busiest street corner. You can collect your thoughts in the midst of the noise around you and talk to God. God himself called time out at the very beginning of creation. You know, in the Ten Commandments, it lists our priorities, right? It says you have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest, dedicated to me, God says. And God made us and knows us better than we know ourselves, and knows that we need time out. And the Sabbath is indeed a day of rest, but it's also a day where we are to be with God. And being with God takes on different shapes. If we notice from the story that Jesus pulls up onto the shore looking for a time of rest, and the people are waiting eagerly for him to serve them. And you would think if rest was the priority, that Jesus would have walked past those people and went off to be by himself. But instead, he served them in their need. Time with God might mean that you don't get to rest exactly the way you thought. It might mean that God is calling you to even more work in a different way, work for him and for the kingdom. And he promises to give you all the strength and all the resources and all that you need to be faithful to that. In Psalm 46, the Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God." Calm down and hear the voice of God. Meditate on his word and let it speak to you. And let God know what is on your heart. For nobody is too busy to say anything to God. Benjamin Franklin once wrote, "Dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that's the stuff life is made." If we think about it, in Psalm 90, it says that our lives are like a story as to be told. It says 1,000 years to each of us is like maybe 4 hours to God. And if we think about our life as a story, how do you want your story to be told? Do you want it to be one where all you did was work? Do you want it to be one where all you did was watch television? Do you want it to be one where all you did was sit down and let life pass you by? Think about what you want your story to say. There's a poem I'd like to read for you, which helped me put things in perspective when I did research for this sermon. "I knelt to pray, but not for long. I had too much to do. I had to hurry and get to work, for bills would soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer and jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty was now done. My soul could rest at ease. All day long, I had no time to spread a word of cheer. No time to speak of Christ to friends. They'd laugh at me, I'd fear. No time, no time, too much to do. That was my constant cry. No time to give to those in need. But at last the time to die. I went before the Lord I came. I stood with downcast eyes. For in his hands God held a book. It was the book of life. God looked into his book and said, 'Your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but never found the time.'" I hope indeed, as Marie is showing us, that you are laughing. And yet, it holds a very serious weight above our heads. There's no doubt about it. We live in a busy world if we let it be busy. With all the time-saving devices in our homes and workplaces, you would think we would have so much time saved, right? Technology was supposed to save us time so that we could volunteer or spend time with our families or be a part of those in need. But most of the comments we hear about time, if you listen, has to do with time passing. We look at our watches and say, goodness, look at the time, or how time flies, or we are already in the second half of the year, or it's almost fall, or oh my gosh, it's Christmas, right? Whenever we talk about time, it's something that we wrestle with, for our lives are packed full, and the day is finished before we ever accomplished all that we had intended. In fact, experts tell us that we are trying to do in one day that not so long ago took 3 days. And if we think about Jesus, he was certainly a busy man. There was a constant flow of people coming to see him, to hear him, to have him heal them, or to test out and challenge his theology. And for the disciples, it wasn't much different. They were in the middle of it all and were told that there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and the disciples often did not even have time to eat. And so Jesus says, let us go by ourselves to a place where we will be alone and you can rest a while. And they found a boat and started out for a lonely place. I think about one thing that comes to mind is it's football season again. I'm very happy. I love football season, just so you know. I am a Dolphins fan in South Florida. I grew up watching Dan Marino, the quarterback, throwing beautiful, beautiful passes. And Stojanovic was our kicker, and he was fantastic. And now we're not doing so hot, but I still love to watch the Dolphins. And I'm also an Auburn fan because that's where I graduated from. And I think about time and sports in particular, and it's a good analogy. For when the game needs to be slowed down, when weary players need a short break, when advice from the coach is needed to give the team the winning edge, when a player might need encouragement or support, or when it seems that the opponents are getting an upper hand, what is called out? Time out. Time out. Do you ever see this sign? Right? And I think we need often in our lives to hear Jesus the coach saying to us, time out. It's time to listen and get advice. It's time to rest and not grow weary. It's time to hear and be time with God. I'm going to close with the thought from John 12. Jesus is having a terrible time and wrestling with himself in this particular part of Scripture, for he realized he was going to die. And he started to talk to God, saying, shall I ask you to take this from me? And then he says, no. This is the very reason that I came into the world, to glorify your name. And a voice from heaven came down to Jesus saying, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again, and I will take care of you. And some people who were standing by heard the news from the sky. Some said it was thunder. Other people said they heard a voice of the angel. But Jesus himself heard the voice of God the Father. Listen to that. In the midst of the noise and the busyness of our lives, some people may hear thunder, even though God's voice is speaking. And some people may hear an angel. And others of us might hear the very powerful voice of God. Let us close the sermon with a word of prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, great and wonderful are our ways, are your ways of talking with us. Often we feel disheveled, for our lives seem chaotic or in disarray, and often speeding quickly out of control. And we confess that our first priority has not always been our relationship with you. So keep our lives focused on you. Help us to make a relationship with Jesus a priority in our lives. Don't give up on us. Don't stop tapping us on the shoulder. Don't stop trying to get our attention. And keep us making commitments and remaining faithful to them, knowing that you will give us all that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.